You are tuned into the Dr. Tina Show with Dr. Tina Moore. For more, visit drtina.com. On this episode of the Dr. Tina Show, we're going to be talking all things stretching, mobility, and how to become more flexible. As a 50-year-old woman, I have noted that I have gotten significantly stiffer over the years. And while we would like to think that we can just stretch it all away, which does help to some degree, and there's conflicting data on both sides we'll talk about, but I also know that there's more to it than that. There's nutritional issues, there's hormonal issues, and all of these play together. So I thought I would just wrap it all into one episode and give you my best thoughts, and hopefully it helps. I've never been big on skincare, but recently started getting more serious as the signs of aging are definitely showing. I've recently started using an incredible skincare line, and I'm excited and wanted to share with you. The past few years, my skin has been doing this annoying combo between an allergic prickly heat rash and a perimenopausal rosacea, and it drives me nuts. My buddy Andy Nilo owns a skincare line, and so I reached out to him for help. Andy is the best dude, and he kindly sent me a big box of products to try, and let me just say, wow, I am in love with Alatura skincare. Each and every product from Alatura is a game changer for my skin. The products feel amazing, and my skin is calm and clear again. Alatura is handcrafted natural skincare. Their mission is simple: to provide customers a skincare wellness experience with products made of superior natural ingredients packed with nutrients, minerals, and natural growth factors. Alatura is the skincare line I've been looking for, and it checks all the boxes. It's all natural, cruelty-free, non-toxic, non-GMO, and as organic as possible. Listeners of the Dr. Tina Show can now save 20% off your first order by heading to alatura.com. That's A-L-I-T-U-R-A.com. And be sure to use code Dr. Tina at checkout for the discount, or simply click the link in the show notes. You're going to love it. So let's jump in. Number one, the data on stretching has been all over the place. There is data showing that you don't need to stretch. There is data showing that stretching doesn't do anything. There's data showing that stretching can actually make you weaker. If you stretch too much prior to strength training, it can make you weaker. And then there's, of course, data showing that stretching is wonderful and it's helpful. I will tell you, as an active person, if I don't do some mobility before I get to work, I'm going to hurt myself. And that's just what it is. And the older I get, the longer it takes. So warm-ups used to be non-existent for me. My warm-up set in my 30s was literally just to do a lighter weight of the activity I was about to do. So if I was going to squat with a barbell, I did some air squats. And then I put a little bit of weight on the barbell, and then I moved up from there. Now, that's an efficient way to do things when your tissues are pliable. But as I got older and I started collecting little injuries here and there, most of them were due to me not spending adequate time warming up. What does a warm-up look like for me? It is me putting my joints, most of them, the big ones, shoulders, hips, spine, through the paces so that I can make sure that they are moving, they have blood supply to them, they are feeling warm, and that way I can get to the heavier work. Now, this is the same thing when I do Pilates. She takes us through a series of very simple movements to get spinal segmentation moving, mobility. Mobility just means to mobilize. That means that you've got things moving freely. And that's all it is. It's a fancy idea in the strength training community, because mobilization became all the fad for the longest time. It was kind of funny. The whole first decade that I was really getting into strength training, mobility became all the rage. And people started spending as much time mobilizing their joints as they were actually lifting, and maybe never even getting to the lifting. And it just got really dogmatic, as everything does. And tribes were formed, and people were on all sides. And, you know, it got a little ridiculous. And so I think at the end of the day, we're all different. We all have different tissues. We all have different hormonal profiles. We all have different nutritional profiles. And we all have different backgrounds and different injuries and different potential for injuries and different disease processes going on. And I don't mean to say that we're diseased, but we're aging. That, you know, your cells are starting to get senescent and quiescent in some cases. And we have to, each person has to be considered an individual in this process. And so what you may need may not be the same as what I need, may not be the same as somebody else who's either got a lot of injuries or maybe they're 80 and they just need more or less mobility. I'm going to leave that up to you. There is no right or wrong answer here, but I do want to share some things with you. Number one, if you're deficient in magnesium, you're going to have a hard time having any flexibility in your tissues. That's a really important mineral. It is deficient in our soils. I think it's probably the one nutrient I could say everybody would benefit from, and you're not going to overdose on it. If you take too much, you're just going to have loose stools. It can be a little burny and uncomfortable, and you've probably experienced that, but really, magnesium is not going to hurt you in any way, shape, or form. My favorite magnesium is Relax Tonic. It's in my private line. It's awesome. It's got magnesium, L-theanine, GABA, a couple different forms of magnesium, actually, and it's just a really wonderful calming to your system, to your nervous system, to your body. I love it. I take a big scoop before bed. I take a scoop in the morning sometimes if I need a little bit more calm, if I've got a stressful day. So you guys can use the code RELAXTONIC10 and get 10% off this if you want to try it. It's my number one selling supplement. It's awesome. So making sure you're getting magnesium every day is critical. And I think another big misunderstood and underappreciated factor is hypothyroidism. I truly believe that the bulk of, especially women over 40, are dealing with some level of low or subclinical hypothyroidism. It might not be frank, it may not be overt, it may not even be diagnosable on labs, but getting enough thyroid in your system is really a longevity hack. It's not so much about frank hypothyroidism as it just is getting enough thyroid working in the system. And I love desiccated thyroid, that's a prescription item. It really helps make tissues more pliable. In fact, when you go to the orthopedic surgeon, if you've severed a tendon, like a tendon pop, like maybe a biceps tendon or an Achilles tendon, a smart orthopedic doctor, first question they'll ask is, are you hypothyroid? How's your thyroid status? So I really believe that a little bit of thyroid gland on board can be very, very beneficial for people, and it really helps keep things more pliable. Another factor with hypothyroidism is the muscles themselves don't work as well and they get tighter. So not only are you having tendinous and ligamentous issues at the end point where they meet bone, which can be a very painful region to injure, the enthesis, but you've got muscle issues and you've got muscles really kind of gluing themselves up. Another factor to consider is some kind of systemic illness or inflammatory process, which I would say most people have as we age. That's why the term inflammaging is, you know, a real phenomenon. And it's partially due to our metabolic health, but it's just a process, a cellular process that happens as we age. That's going to make you glue up. That just, you know, just as simple as I can put it, it's going to make you glue together. And your joints are going to glue up and get sticky, and your muscles are going to glue up and get sticky. And you've probably experienced this. If you've eaten something that doesn't agree with you, or you've had too much alcohol, you slow down, you get stiffer, and you get gummy and sticky, right? I say crunchy. There's a feeling I get where I get crunchy because everything just kind of gloms up and glues up. And it's really uncomfortable, and it can lead to injury. There is dehydration. That's a factor. I think a lot of folks are walking around chronically dehydrated. I love different electrolytes to help with that. But really at the end of the day, making sure that you're getting enough trace minerals, which are your electrolytes essentially, and getting enough hydration. That's so critical because if you are hypothyroid and you're dehydrated, you're really going to be tight and stiff and prone to injury. And in fact, data has shown in folks that are dehydrated that they have significantly less strength during their workouts. So these are all critical factors to consider, and I think a lot of people just sort of ignore them and think they're not a big deal, but this really can make life very uncomfortable. And another factor to consider is estrogen levels. Remember, estrogen recycles into testosterone. They loop, and they're very similar molecules. And so if you have testosterone in your body and you have a high aromatase enzyme load because you've got visceral fat, belly fat, it's going to turn into estrogen, and estrogen will recycle itself into testosterone. This is what you see in PCOS. You see in women with PCOS, you see high androgens or high testosterone because their estrogen is going the wrong way. And with a lot of men, especially men with belly fat, you see the aromatization process going that way. So men are having really high estrogen levels, which is not good. So it's all messed up, and a lot of it gets worsened, or I could truly say the root cause of that mess is
metabolic dysfunction, but metabolic dysfunction occurs because your hormones are messed up. So it can be a bit of a vicious cycle. All that to say is estrogen makes you more elastic and it makes your joints juicier and it makes your tissues more pliable. So it's really important. And then testosterone is going to heal you. So if you do have these little micro traumas, testosterone being on board is going to help heal those up. So it's really important that we have those in balance. And this is why I've done several episodes. You can go back and look all about bioidentical hormone replacement or my thoughts around hormones. I've sort of sprinkled it throughout. I've got a few dedicated lessons, but having your hormones optimized is really important, especially as we age, making sure your thyroid status is adequate, making sure you're hydrated, making sure you have enough magnesium. I would say start there because you could do all the mobility and stretching in the world. And if those factors aren't addressed, you're still going to be stiff and you're going to be more prone to tearing something, right? So I wanted to share this study with you. I thought it was so interesting. It just came across my email through one of my medical email subscriptions I have. And really interestingly, so a 2020 study came out and showed that the relationship between exercise and mortality, that stretching was uniquely associated with a lower risk for all-cause mortality among American adults. That's after controlling for participation in other types of exercise. So my husband, when I shared that with him, he said, well, people who stretch are probably more likely to be active and this and that. I'm like, no, they controlled for that. So simply just stretching alone was uniquely associated with lower all-cause mortality risk amongst Americans. And then a 2023 study came out, and this is mind-blowing, you guys. This is Korean adults. Those who did flexibility exercise at least 5 times a week had a 20% lower risk of dying during the follow-up period than those who didn't stretch at all. That was slightly better than the risk reduction associated with high volumes of aerobic exercise and resistance training. So stretching or doing some kind of flexibility exercise 5 days a week was better than high volumes of aerobic exercise and resistance training. Now, I'm not a big fan of high volumes of aerobic exercise by any means, and I'm not a big fan of high volumes of resistance training. You guys can go back to listen to my many episodes where I talk all about strength training and how I do it. And really, I just strength train 2 to 3 days a week for about 40 minutes. You know, it's a 1 hour session with mobility on either side. So thought that was really interesting. And it turns out that stretching is linked to several health benefits that you might not expect. One of the surprising benefits is more strength, which is crazy. The mechanism that could explain the small gains in muscle strength is associated with static stretching. So there's static stretching, there's different ways to stretch. You know, when you think about like isometric holds where you're just holding a position, that can be really allowing stretch on the muscles. Believe it or not, it can make you more flexible. Pilates is sort of an isometric movement series where you're moving in some cases, and in many cases you're really moving, but in some cases you're doing these tiny little movements while you're holding a position. So it's kind of an isometric hold pattern with movement, which I know doesn't make sense, but trust me, go do it and you will understand what I'm talking about. When your leg is out at a 45 degree angle and everything's being held and your abs are engaged and you're just making tiny little circles with the tip of your toe, that's a fairly body-wide, high tension isometric hold with a tiny bit of mobility in there. So anyway, the strength gains were not huge, but really interesting that you could gain some strength there when you were more flexible or when you were engaging in more stretching. There is a benefit to your arterial health. Reduced arterial stiffness was shown with an improved arterial function, but also reductions in resting heart rate and blood pressure with increased vasodilation with stretching. So that's cool. And I will tell you all, I am not a big stretcher. Like, I have really neglected this over the years. I spent so much time in gymnastics and God, we spent a lot of time overstretching. And so I just got kind of out of it. And then in chiropractic college, some instructors tried to impart the benefit of stretching and others were like, oh, you don't really need it so much. So I don't know. I kind of threw it out because out of nothing more than laziness, I just got lazy and I still can be lazy about it. And I'll tell you, the days I'm lazy are the days I'm more at risk for injury. So, and I'm more sore the next day too. So poor flexibility is associated with arterial stiffness. Who would have known? I did not know that. There is improved performance. So that's great. And I think that's very cool. Of course, we want to perform better, but I am more interested in not getting hurt. That is a performance factor, though, something to consider. And you can do these long static stretches, or, you know, some of the data is showing really long, over 60 seconds per muscle. And they had improved strength, power, and speed immediately after they stretch. So that kind of throws the wrench on the studies that show that if you stretch, you lose strength. But hey, you know, you got to find your sweet spot. And then, of course, fewer injuries, which is awesome. Flexibility reduces injuries by improving balance in non-athletes. I had no idea. I really did not know that. I think that's very cool. And it makes sense. It really does make sense, because when you stretch, you're putting load on not just the muscle and the muscle tendinous junction, and then the tendinous bone junction. You're sort of waking up the whole stretch reflex, which is a cool neurologic phenomenon that happens in muscles, and getting it to activate, if you will. So of course that's going to improve balance. And if you don't believe me, take a few minutes to stretch. Go stand on one leg and see how you do. And if you really want to up the ante, close your eyes while you're standing on one leg and see how fast you fall over. Now stretch that hip joint in a couple different directions and try it again. And I bet you will have better outcomes. So that's very cool. I mean, once I thought about it, I was like, duh, that totally makes sense. And then really, when you think about different ways to gain flexibility and to stretch, it doesn't just have to be long static holds. It can be yoga. So yoga is where you are initiating strength, and again, isometric holds as you move through space. And so I'm a big fan of however you want to go at it. You know, if you want to do Tai Chi, if you want to do Qigong, if you want to do different martial arts, really, I know, emphasize stretching and strength and balance. Those are all really phenomenal things as we age. Jiu-Jitsu, I know nothing about, so I'm not going to speak to that. But I know a lot of people my age are loving Jiu-Jitsu. I feel like I treated way too many patients who got injured in Jiu-Jitsu, and it would be like one little tiny thing. And usually it was when they were rolling around with somebody who didn't have a lot of control over their own body and they were new, and then they got hurt. So that sucks. But shoot, that can happen with sex. You know, if somebody's really out of shape, they can hurt you. It's, you know, something to think about. So make sure you and your partner stay in good physical condition so you can have good, you know, times in bed and not hurt yourself. That's another big thing that I saw in clinic. But I will say, at the end of the day, all of these are activities, and they're physical activities, and physical activities really should require some kind of warm up and some stretching involved. Electrolyte imbalances are so common and can cause symptoms such as headaches, cramps, fatigue, brain fog, dizziness, weakness, and more. I finally committed to using electrolytes daily, and wow, have I noticed a difference in my energy and my performance in the gym. While I've tried nearly all the brands, my current electrolyte of choice is Element. Element helps anyone stay hydrated without the sugar and other dodgy ingredients found in popular electrolyte and sports drinks, and it's so tasty. Grapefruit salt is my current favorite flavor. Element has everything you need and nothing you don't. That means science-backed electrolyte ratios with none of the junk. No sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, no gluten, no fillers, no BS. I've teamed up with Element, and they've been gracious enough to offer a free gift with purchase to listeners of the Dr. Tina Show. The free gift Element sample pack includes one packet of every flavor. This is the perfect offer for anyone who's interested in trying all of their flavors. They offer a no questions asked return policy on all orders, and you don't even have to send the product back. This offer is exclusively available for Dr. Tina Show listeners, so be sure to use the link in the show notes to take advantage of it now. Now, something very cool that I did not know, but the power plate, you guys have heard me talk about the power plate. I'll link the episode that I did all about the power plate. I had a phenomenal guest on and we talked all about it. I love my power plate. It's a high vibration plate. It's very cool in what it does, and it has all kinds of studies backing it and very cool mechanisms. I'll make sure to get you guys my affiliate link in the show notes and the description in the video so that you can click on it and save a load of money with that link if you're interested in getting one. But when I was just at a conference recently, it was an anti-aging conference, and the vendor there with the power plate said, hey, I want you to put your heel up on the power plate and then I want you to lean forward. So you're doing a hamstring stretch. So I did that. And then he had me get on the power plate and he turned it on low and I stood on it for about 60 seconds and I got off and I redid that stretch and I had so much more flexibility. So the active vibration is also activating that whole muscle stretch system I was just talking about and the whole nervous system component tied to it. It's activating that. So that's super cool. Just vibrating yourself, vibration is going to give you more pliable muscles. And so now I actually get on my power plate for about 5 to 9 minutes before my workouts just to get everything loosened up. And I will tell you, I have better strength gains and I have more mobility and things hurt a lot less when I am doing some of my heavier lifts. So not that you should do heavy lifts until they hurt. I don't mean that, but I have some hitches in my giddy up, if you will. And there are certain things that do cause me a little bit of discomfort. And so I have to work around them. But the power plate, man, I'm telling you, it's awesome. And it's also a great way to get your human growth hormone levels up. It's a great way to really impart a whole load of different physiologic benefits. And you can read all about their studies are on their website. And so I'll give you guys that link and you guys can check it out. So that's the whole flexibility, mobility, and stretching talk. That's what I wanted to share with you guys. I think it's so absolutely critical that we are keeping ourselves mobile, keeping ourselves active, and not losing sight of the fact that as we age, we probably need a little bit more stretching in our lives. But don't forget, there are physiologic factors involved, and hopefully I covered the bulk of them and the most important ones for you. So we will be back next week. If you guys have any requests for the show, any ideas of content you want me to cover, go ahead and email us podcast@drtina.com. And if you would be so kind, if you are listening on your favorite podcast player, please rate, review, and subscribe, or head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe. I would love that. It really helps. Actually, it helps the algorithm. And then if you're on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe so you get updated each time I release a new video, and send this out to your friends because we all need a little bit more mobility in our life. We don't have to go so crazy about it, but just make sure that you're having some kind of time set aside during your workouts, beforehand, afterwards. Get things moving, make sure that things are pliable, and we want to really ultimately just avoid injury. So I will see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Dr. Tina Show. Please be sure to follow me on Instagram at Dr. Tina, that's DrTyna, and Dr. Tina 2.0, as well as visit my website at drtina.com. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and mixed by Chris McCone. The theme song is by John the Gilt. As always, you can email the show at podcast@drtina.com. And if you like this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. See you next week. This podcast is for general informational purposes only. It does not constitute the practices of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice. I am a doctor, but I am not your doctor. No doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of this information and the materials linked to this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content on this podcast is intended not to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice from any medical condition they have, and they should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions.